Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third straight year.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Wonderful, at your service as always. It's good to have you here. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening, well, we know what we think about you then. We think you're a highly intelligent individual, almost as smart, perhaps, maybe even a little bit smarter than our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam is a senior partner with Tatum, the Tatum Organization, Tatum LLC, an outstanding organization. And Sam joins us once a month or so to give us an idea about what his partners are saying. 400 or 500 partners that he has across the country who are out there operating businesses not unlike yours and mine. And they report back to him once a month. And he catalogs all that and condenses it into what he calls the Tatum Index of Business Conditions. And the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions, and he reports that back to us very, very graciously and very regularly. And he's our good friend, Sam Norwood. Welcome back to the show.
Well, it's a pleasure to be back, and it's always fun to visit with you about what's going on in the world of business.
Well, I hope it's going to be fun today, but I'm afraid you got a little bit of a wet blanket to throw on us here, Sam.
I do, and it's we've had a good run for the last 3 years, 4 years, really, in the economy, but we're getting a downdraft right now, not down in the sense of recession, but down in the sense of slower growth. We think it's definitely slowing.
Well, I mean, what is, you got prime at 8% right now, and having been a year ago, it was what, like 6% or something like that. I mean, with the cost of money going up, I mean, obviously that's what the Fed's plan was to slow the economy down. You've got higher gasoline prices in terms of. Not only are they higher, but they've been sustained at those higher prices, approaching $3 a gallon for a gallon of gas across the country. The average is probably $2.70 or $2.80 or so right now across the country, and so you got all that together, and there is going to be a tipping point. In fact, you and I talked about it, and I've talked about this with other economists in the past, that at some point in time, All this is going to create a little, going to converge and have a little critical mass, and the economy's got to say, let me take a breath here.
the key words are tipping point. Yeah. Interest rates have been rising for a long time, a little at a time, but by historic standards, the interest rates have been, well, okay, they're higher, but they're not hurting us. Finally, now they're hurting. Yeah. And same with gasoline. You know, it shot up, and we all jump in our cars and go, well, you know, it's higher now, but we don't immediately change our consumption habits, and we don't immediately change anything. We just pay a little more at the pump. Well, cumulatively, it matters. Yeah. And finally, we've reached what we think of as a tipping point in our view as a conclusion from our survey. Which imply with the, and the survey itself, excuse me, the survey itself is it doesn't say this exactly, but we conclude that from our survey. We ask questions of our partners who are out there where the rubber meets the road, fulfilling the functions of chief financial officer, chief information officer, and other strategic functions for companies across the country in many industries. Look back 30 days, look forward 60 days. How are business conditions? And we ask it in a variety of ways. And the signals that we get back from this survey indicate that it's a downdraft, and those are our conclusions from the responses in our survey.
Well, you know, Sam, two things with the gas and the interest rates, two things that's the small business owners consume quite a bit of is borrowed money and gasoline.
Yep.
And with gasoline, we can't always pass that increase onto our customers. We try to, but most small business owners don't have contracts with their customers. Some do, but most don't. That allow for the inclusion of a surcharge when gasoline goes up. The other thing is, most small business owners borrow money for the capital that they need to grow their businesses. And when over half of the U.S. economy is created by small businesses, and small businesses, the average small business is borrowing money now, if they go to the bank today and borrow money on short-term basis, they're paying maybe as much as 9-10%. That gets to that tipping point you were talking about, Sam, and by golly, that will slow the economy down, and that's what's happening a little bit. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the specifics that Sam has seen in the survey, and then we're also going to talk about whether what we're seeing is anything to get all excited about. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Sam Norwood. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and all the other things you can do, including the blog. You can check it out. You can also subscribe to it. We'll send it to you if you want. And all the other things, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members, the books, many, many things there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And except for the books, it's all free. And it's all made available to you thanks to my organization and our outstanding corporate partners, which we hope you will say thank you to by giving them first shot at your business. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's our good friend. And we're talking about this survey that's coming in, that came in this month as of June 1st. The survey that Sam's partners have helped him compile by responding to his questions about the economy. Sam, let's get into some of the specifics of what they're telling you, and then as we wrap up, I want to talk about what all of this means. The first thing I want to talk about that's a big indicator for you guys, and it is, I know, for small business owners across the country, and that's order backlogs. How are the backlogs shaping up?
Oh, yeah. Well, order backlogs, as most of your listeners know, are the best indication of what is going to be the near-term outlook for shipments. So you take the orders in, and then you ship against those orders, and that constitutes the backlog. And in the past 30 days, the people who are our partners responding to this question about backlogs said that 37% of them said that the backlogs would be up, but that, or actually were up in the past 30 days. But that response of 37% is down from 42% who said they were up in the previous month.
Mm-hmm.
So we watched the trend of the percentage that report that they're up. We also look at the percent that report that they were down, and that was about level. But the next 60 days is what concerns us even more. Our respondents, 43% said that backlogs would be up in the next 60 days, and that's down from 56% reporting that in the prior month. And the will worsen percentage increased to 6% from 4%. So it's not terrible. It's a downward trend in the number of people who see things improving.
Right.
And backlogs matter a lot. Capital expenditures is another
measure. Let's move over to capital because that's another important indicator.
Yeah, capital expenditures are a reflection of confidence, a reflection of the feeling for need for expansion, the feeling of ability to improve productivity, and capital expenditures declined in our survey as well. In the past 30 days, the number of people who responded to us who said that CapEx would be up decreased to 30% from 36%. the next 60 days, only 31% said that they expected an improvement in capital expenditures, and this down from 39% in the prior month. So we see capital expenditures, one of the keys to improved productivity and a key of confidence, we're also down.
Well, one of the things that's happened to us over the last three years or so, Sam, is we found ourselves in actually kind of a capital expenditures perfect storm, if you think about it.
Yeah.
And I mean perfect storm in a positive way in this case.
Right.
There's a lot of new technology, a lot of new capability that we wanted to acquire. So there was a lot of stuff out there that was driving the demand. We had record in for over 40 years. We had not had interest rates that low to borrow money, and we had some very nice tax incentives to go ahead and ramp up our infrastructure and improve our capital items, computers and equipment and motors and vehicles and things like that. And so you had all three of those things converging to create a perfect storm for capital expenditures. And Sam, we probably kind of got caught up a little bit. The interest rates have now, as you said earlier, got us to a tipping point where the tax advantages and maybe the business is not exactly compelling enough, or not compelling enough to overcome the cost of the money.
Well, it's not just the cost of the money. We're seeing a change now. We think that there's capital pricing. That's bothersome now, but equally bothersome is capital availability.
Mm-hmm.
We've had the world is awash in dollars. We've been in a period of very high liquidity. Banks have been willing and willing to lend and actually wanting to lend more.
Mm-hmm.
Now the banks are getting a little nervous. The liquidity is evaporating, and so the banks are getting tighter in their underwriting standards.
Mm-hmm.
And this particularly affects small businesses or businesses that are growing rapidly or businesses whose profits haven't been as strong as they would like. So we see one of the effects of this is affecting small businesses more than the large mm-hmm. businesses, and that is a specific result.
Absolutely. When we come back, we're going to talk about headcounts. Are you hiring or not? And we're going to, as I said, we're going to talk about what all this means. Is it something we should wring our hands over? Should we be worried about this? Or is this just a normal course of things? It's 10 till. We'll be right back with Sam Norwood. Stay with us. He's with the Tatum Partners.
I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood, and he is with Tatum, and Tatum is an outstanding organization. Sam, tell us a little bit about your organization.
Well, we are an outsource of executives who integrate with the other executives and management of the company to achieve results. Our principal functional areas are the financial leadership and technology leadership within companies, and so CFOs and CIOs and projects related to the kind of work that CFOs and CIOs do are what we do on an outsourced basis for companies large and small.
And so if you need the power of a high-powered CFO or chief information officer, but you only need them for 2 days a week or once a week or whatever, then, these guys come and work for you for that period of time, and then they go away and go work for somebody else the other days.
That's a wonderful thing about outsourcing, which small and growing businesses in particular need to do, which is when you outsource, you get what you need when you need it, but you don't have the burden of it when you don't need it.
And so
that's what we do with executive horsepower.
And that's Tatum.com, right?
TatumLLC.com.
TatumLLC.com. And, folks, this is another example of why you've heard me say many times before that outsourcing is the best thing that ever happened to small business. Lou Dobbs is dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. When he talks about, you know, how much he hates outsourcing, let me tell you something, folks. Outsourcing, whether it's across town or across the world, is the best thing that ever happened to small business.
Yeah.
It's the way of the 21st century. And anybody who says otherwise is a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Have you seen any, have you seen any of those lately? They're extinct. And if you see one, he's about to become extinct. I don't have too strong of feelings about these things, Sam, as you could tell. Headcounts. Are we hiring people or not?
We ask our partners, do you anticipate expansion of employment staying the same or decreasing in your company, the company where you're performing services have you seen it in the past 30 days? You expect it in the next 60 days. Well, we're weaker on both cases in the trend from the prior month. Fewer of our respondents expect to hire more people during the next 6 months, and fewer also were hiring people in the past 30 days. And so that's another indication of the weakness that we are now seeing in the overall business conditions picture.
Well, Sam, let's sum all of this up. Are we seeing the beginnings of a recession, or is this really just a natural breathtaking by the economy? Obviously, there are some factors that are negative: gas prices, interest rates, etc. But isn't the economy fundamentally, and not only the U.S. economy, but the global economy, isn't it fundamentally sound? And isn't this really just more of a breather? And if nothing else, just trying to integrate all of these new forces into the way we do business for the future.
Well, it is a little too early to tell, and our outlook goes out 60 days, and officially. But I would say, if the current trends continue, then we could see recession looming by year end. On the other hand, we have seen in some of our indicators, this low within the past year, and they've turned around and gone back up. So it's a little too early, but some of our indicators are the worst we've seen in at least the last 13 months. So that's why we raise the yellow flag, not the red, but the yellow flag now. And we'll see if these trends continue, and that's the reason why our survey is valuable each month, because we'll either be adding to the trend in the next few months, or we'll see this current downdraft reversing and going back into gear. A lot of speculation now about whether the Federal Reserve is going to continue to increase its key in lending rate, which tends to drive the other interest rates higher. And in that debate, we will now throw in our expectation that if they raise rates in June, it'll be the last for some time. We even think that they may not.
I think we've already seen their last one. That's my prediction.
We very well may.
Which I made that prediction in December, folks. That wasn't a new one. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
Always great to be with you, Jim. Have a good day.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with TatumLLC.com. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away. I'll be right back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.